It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
No one. Gonna get in the way of what I feel for you, baby. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know I love you, Friday.
It's Friday?
No. Almost, though. Almost.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
I almost left.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that would be leaving early.
That was just my
ode
to, sure. I mean, I feel you.
Let's get out of here.
Enjoy our Friday tomorrow. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening.
Good morning.
It is, you know, I guess because it isn't 100 degrees out yet, it's just looking like the most gorgeous day, like clear skies and sunny, and it just looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorge. I love the view here. I really do. Like, that's a...
We forget because we couldn't see it right out our window, but we also had a view of the bridge from where we were before. That was, those offices.
Yes.
Jane had the view.
Until they built those buildings.
Yeah,
in front
had
of
the view.
Then they just had the top of the bridge. But that, remember the fifth floor where KCBS, where
CBS
was? They have just right out over the tops of all the buildings down there. It's just the Bay Bridge and over into the East Bay. It's beautiful. I love a great view.
It's one of those weird things. We really haven't shared it on air, but as we had to move, there was a rent situation or whatever.
Right. We'd been in that building 20 years.
I don't know who's it. Like, is that whole thing empty now?
Oh,
we don't know who moved in behind us or what the deal was going to be. But I
was actually mystified why they. I felt like, wow, we really have a lot of real estate in this building.
That building's empty. If they haven't filled it since we left, it's empty.
Yeah,
there's only people on the fifth floor.
There were some people on that first floor. Remember, there was that promotions company down there and. But then there was a lot of garage space there, too.
Yeah, anyway, we're in a new building.
Yeah, we're in a new building.
Better than ever.
Yeah, it's great. Maybe they want to sell that building. Who knows?
Could be.
Do people want empty buildings? I don't know. I don't know how you want your building. Hi.
Hi.
Let's talk about We Can Survive.
All right.
We Can Survive is it's part of our whole mental health stuff that we do here at Odyssey. It's very important. And I mean, we've got a few things that we're into, like our one thing and just to be mindful, but the mental health stuff and mental health support, makes me proud to work for a place that cares that much. And it's like really addresses it and has specials about it and does this, We Can Survive concert. Odyssey's 11th annual. All you need to do to win some tickets to this is it. It's at the end of this month. I think it's on the 28th and it's in New York. We'll fly you there, you and a guest, and put you up for 2 nights in a hotel. And all you have to do is listen to Alice on the Odyssey app. You get the Odyssey app. It's free. Log in. Listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. And you get a daily entry for your chance to win that trip for two. Not only do you get to go to the show, you get a meet and greet with Benson Boone, which for some people is like, mwah, that's the cherry on top.
Speaking of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go on.
Oh, Everyone I love lives there.
Right.
Except for John.
How's he doing? What's he doing? What's up?
Let's see.
This is Berkeley, her oldest, who's now living somewhere near her youngest, who both are now in New York City.
Both in New York. Well, listen, I like New York a lot, so I'll be happy to go there.
Yeah. I'm a big fan as well.
Yeah. It'll be nice to get to know it better. And
I don't have a clear memory of it all, but I was there 3 to 4 times a year growing up, because that's where our extended
family lived.
My mom grew up in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
but, and my mom and dad, I should say, they moved to Long Island, and I don't know if it was Brentwood.
Oh, I don't know all the time.
I don't know. I don't, but I was a kid. I was a little boy. We went.
So were there beaches there and stuff? I mean,
there's beaches in Long Island, not where my family lives. Uh-huh. No. Mm-mm. But like, if I ever had to move to New York, yeah, I'd surf in New York. There's waves.
Good. I did not realize that. I mean, I know there's waves, but it doesn't feel like we had breaks on that coast the way we have them here.
We don't, but it's still,
if you'd have to do it, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, I'm glad to hear he's made it's a big adventure for him.
It is. It's huge. And
I'm always excited by that stuff.
He's doing a lot of floor sitting. He's got no furniture, including no bed right now. He's just basically slept on his clothes.
He doesn't even have a sleeping bag?
No, he's got, he doesn't have a sleeping bag. I sent him with a set of sheets. I'm like, oh, I guess you'll need some sheets. You want those? He's like, yeah, I'll wrap my computer up in those. I'm like, great. That's super. You know how to pack it to get it there. Anyway, so New York, where we'd like to send you there. Your entire contribution to that equation is listen to the Odyssey app. Listen to Alice on the Odyssey app. If you are a football fan and or a Taylor Swift fan, I'm going to say, if I was a betting man, that she'll be there tonight. Although we did hear yesterday that they're breaking up on the 28th of this month. So just whatever, maybe that's why she won't be there. She's going to break up because she's like, well, now that I'll be working for the team, creating plays. I mean, I think it would be a conflict of interest if I only wrote plays for you, dear.
That is so absurd.
Break up. So the regular season is back. Tonight's the night. And it looks like Taylor will probably be at their home game tonight. They say that scheduling wise, the odds are likely. She's on a 2-month break from her incredible Eras tour.
Oh, she is on a break. Okay. I was actually thinking, you know, that whole flying to Kansas City and then back to Europe or whatever.
She's got a private jet.
I know, but it's still a lot.
She is not due back to, October 18th in Miami is her next concert. Her next event is the VMAs on September 11th. That is, I believe, this Tuesday. It's Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Someone wrote in and said that's why Chapel Rowan had to cancel the shows, because she's performing at the VMAs.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's a good enough reason for the fans who had tickets and wanted to, you know, and hotels and all.
I feel like if you booked a show, you honor that. Or you postpone or reschedule when you find out the date of this other thing you want to do, like the minute that you find that out.
That said, you and I are both familiar with having people in charge of you who say, you know what you need to do? You need to be on TV that night. You're doing that. And you go, oh.
When you booked this tour, no one had heard of you. Now we need to get you out in front of the billion person audience.
So, I mean, it may not be her.
So September 11th, she's going to be in New York City for the VMA. She's nominated for 10 awards, but it looks like they're saying if she wanted to, she could make 14 Chiefs games in the regular season. Of course, somebody has control of her schedule and will yay or nay any of that, I suppose. Patrick Mahomes went viral last week after telling NBC's Chris Sims that she's looking to mastermind some plays. This is the quote. She's really interested in football. She asks a lot of great questions. She started drawing up plays. We might have to put one in. Okay. Although, you know, she's good at a lot of things.
Hopefully he's just having some fun.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, shoot. I just deleted my story. Hold on. I go to history and reopen. There we go. Phew. Damn. That happens often enough that now I know exactly how to open it. Okay. This is not funny. I mean, it is kind of
so funny. It is funny. So exactly. It's, so I mean, it's funny. You can't say that.
It's not funny. Truthfully, though, I don't feel good about this. I feel like this is wrong. But also, it's funny. This country is incredibly politically divided.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, families have broken up over it. Like, it's rough out there. It's hard out there to just be like, hey, I want to be the person who doesn't talk about politics. Alexa stepped in it. Sorry, Brexit. The person, the name of your kitchen bitch. That device that I don't want to wake up that I just did, I'm sure. The kitchen bee has taken sides. Earlier this week, she got caught shilling for Kamala Harris. People asked why they should vote for Harris, and she gushed. In one example, she said, Harris is a strong candidate with a proven track record of accomplishment. She has broken down a major gender barrier. She has a comprehensive plan to address racial injustice and inequality throughout the company, you know, the country. She goes off. But then she was asked for reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and she said, I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or specific candidate.
Oh, my. Wow. Okay.
On the flip side, when someone asked why they shouldn't vote for Trump, she started listing reasons. Comments about women and minorities. They just started there. And then they were asked for reasons not to, said, tell me why I shouldn't vote for Kamala. She said, I cannot provide content that insults another human being.
So someone in an office somewhere is in big trouble.
At Amazon, right. So videos of this started going viral because people were like, oh my God, listen to what I'm saying about all these people. So Amazon issued a statement quickly saying there was an error and then it was quickly fixed. No, that's done.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
Do heads roll over that? Or are they just like,
I don't know how that would go. I would think so though, that I think that you could, with people being as politically active and us being as divided as we are, there are probably a lot of Republicans who would hear that and take that device right outside and dump it in the trash.
Right. Yep.
So, yeah, that's, you're affecting our business with your politics. Bill,
yeah,
in the
Bill.
Corner office,
you're,
you know,
fired.
Whatever.
How
so
dare
I would think so. Yeah. I, you know, we'll see. I don't know if we'll get to the bottom of it,
yeah,
or
I don't know
that'll get brushed under the rug.
I just thought that was the funny. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. But also, like, that's highly disturbing. Like, she shouldn't have anything to say about politics. Like, her answers.
The device, you mean?
Yes. She's franchement.
Well, this is AI. We're playing games with AI, though.
I don't like my AI to have opinions. That's going to be a problem down the road, I think. I'm trying to be really nice to franchement because when the AI takeover happens, I want to be like a friend, an ally.
You know, I have been nice to all of those things as well, but it's more about how I don't want to get in a habit of foul mouthing this thing and then trying to be polite over here.
Like, I have yelled, oh my God, shut up.
And I have kids who might see me saying right. things to the device and they don't need to hear me. So I'm careful about it, but it's more about the example I'm setting than yes. anything else.
It is good to be polite, even to machines.
Well,
you might need to be. I'm not trying to make any predictions, but nah, I'm trying.
I got
to be
little faces in my house, though, so I try to.
Sure. Well,
you know, who present well.
Who hasn't had some traffic incident happen, and the kid in the back has something to say about you, jackass? Like, oh my God, where'd you hear that? You obviously,
mm-hmm.
that's what you call people all the time. Okay, here we go. Dancing with the Stars. There's some interesting people being included on this season's cast. Let's see. It starts with Bachelorette Jen Tran and the guy who rejected her on The Bachelor. So I did not watch this. I'm sure John did. There are people who really love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and it's like, I don't know. It's just not for me. It, for a while, it was a guilty pleasure, and now I'm like, what am I? I don't care about these people. What do I care about this?
I don't like it either.
Yeah, it's fine if you like it, but I always see little summaries about what happened, you know, in my tinsel town traveling. And one of the things this year was that Jen Tran, who was the Bachelorette, star of the Bachelorette, she picked a dude and he dumped her immediately after the show. He was like, nah. Because she, it was her thing to propose and, you know, I've just...
Oh, shit. The girl proposes to the boy at the end of the show?
Tells the boy that they're the one. I think he still has to propose.
Oh, in, okay.
Case, I'm not positive. I can forget. But she picked this guy and I ended up proposing.
And he was
happened.
In. He was trying to win her. So
oh, yes.
He was putting the charm on and probably did her, you know.
Probably.
Soundly. Mm. I mean, you want to put your best.
Sure.
Part forward.
Winning. Duh.
Your best effort in.
I mean, it is a reality show on television that millions of people are watching.
We know I had to call in sick one day because my best showing was not there that night before.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to fix that.
Yeah. This smutty book I'm reading, the guy did not, he just like, it was very early and he's trying to make it up to her. Mm. Happens. So anyway, this guy, Jen proposed to him or however that went and he broke up with her immediately after the show. Like by the time they did the roundup on, you know, they do like the after the rose thing, after the final rose or whatever the name of that thing is. They were like, yeah, we broke up immediately.
I
and
wonder
then,
what that's like when you like, well, maybe you have already done this in your dating days where you're with someone that you don't really give a you know what about, but you're just for whatever reason, whatever your motivation right. is. Like in this case, the guy's just trying to win the show, right?
Yeah.
But then the you know right after there you are like no I don't want that I wouldn't be able to fake that
yeah sometimes they change horses. There was one guy he picked a girl and then he lost his mind. Like they went off to be together and he was like I can't stop thinking about this other girl and went back and just blew the whole thing up and went and got the other girl.
It would be weird, like you know if I like you I like you
yeah.
And if I don't like you, and I don't mean hate you, but yeah, I'm not interested in you in that way. I'm not going to fake that.
Yeah. It's so anyway, we're talking about the Dancing with the Stars casting.
Oh, right.
This chick, Jen Tran, has been cast. So she just got dumped by the guy she picked as the Bachelorette, but she was on The Bachelor and she got dumped by a guy on that. She was rejected. And that guy is also on the show. So he's also going to be, let's see, his name is Devin Strader. Okay. Oh, sorry. Devin Strader is, oh, it looks like she did propose to him, dumped her after the finale was shot. And then Joey Grazaiti from season 28 of The Bachelor. Jen was on that season. This guy rejected her too. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm.
They usually pick someone from that season. Sometimes it's like the runner-up, the person whose heart just got broken, and then they're, and I'm going to go on my journey and find out if I can really find love on a television show or at least just get more famous or whatever and be on other reality shows. It's, literally, it's my new career in reality. So the rest of the contestants are that scam artist Anna Delvey. That chick is going to be on with an ankle monitor.
I know that name and what is the name of the show?
It's called Inventing Anna. I don't know if it's Anna or Anna, but it's just so fun. I'm like, isn't this the lady that they made a show about?
I think Christina watched it. And so I'm familiar with it because it was on a little bit around me, but I didn't watch it. But she's the lying liar that lies,
yeah.
right?
Well, she said that she was like a quote, European heiress.
Right.
And she had like the, and I think she went
part
by
of
Anna
New,
Delvey, maybe?
The New she York, got, like, high life,
I mean,
right?
There's another name. Yes. Hold on. Her name is like Anna. Oh, there it is. Sorokin. Anna or Anna Sorokin. They call her the fake heiress. She was quietly released from house arrest and she's got this ankle. She got a 12-year sentence, but she was, I mean, how does that happen? And now she's like on Dancing with the Stars. This is so crazy. Apparently immigration and customs, ICE, whatever it's called, was like, had to sign off on this. Like, okay, she can go be on that show. Sure, why not?
Well, I mean.
She got crazy eyes. This
I'm not entirely against someone who's not a violent criminal doing something like that. But then again, what? So are you rewarding a criminal by making them a bigger star than, you know what I mean? I can see where someone in that company has to answer for, are we really promoting a person with an ankle bracelet on?
They're doing their dance and we have to do an all black costume because it's a black ankle monitor. We don't need that to be. I mean, I guess whatever gets people talking about your show, right?
Yeah. Well,
they got an NBA guy, Dwight Howard, a former NBA guy. Eric Roberts, brother of Julia, father of Emma. He's going to do it. Danny Amendola from the New England Patriots.
I wonder what happened to that guy. Eric Roberts was a star of his own.
He was.
He was in a bunch of stuff.
I don't think that he and Julia get along, and so maybe she squashes.
He may have had drug and alcohol problems,
maybe.
Too.
Right. But yeah, he was a successful actor for a minute there. So Eric Roberts, Danny Amendola from the New England Patriots, an actress by the name of Chandler Kinney, who I looked her up, and she is, hang on, somewhere here I have this. She's a Sacramento girl.
Oh.
Yeah. She born in Sacramento, raised in Southern California. She's an actress, singer, producer, and she's best known for, she's a Disney kid. She was in Disney's Zombies 2.
Who is she again?
Chandler Kinney. Okay. And she's going to be on this year's lineup for Dancing with the Stars. Have you seen the pictures of Ilona Mayer? She's a rugby player, the Olympic rugby player, and she's in Sports Illustrated in the swimsuit edition, and she's a beast. Like, she's so hot and cool and like, she is so built.
If it's who I think it is, yes, I have seen her, and she's someone who, you know what she reminded me of
was, I'm going to put her up on the Facebook page right now.
Do you remember Ronda Rousey?
I do.
Do you remember that statement she made? Like I built this body. This body's purpose built. I'm not a do nothing bitch. And it was one of those statements that just took over the media for a minute.
She was specifically referring to, I don't need lube. Remember that? She was like, these people who need lube, they're losers.
No, I don't remember that part.
Look that part up, because that was what the I'm no do nothing bitch was part of. That was, I know how to do stuff with this.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. Really?
I'm not sure now that you're looking at me like that. It makes me feel like maybe I dreamed that up. Wouldn't be the first time. So anyway, Ilona Mayer, Olympic rugby chick, the nerd, the pommel horse guy, Steven Nedaroskic or something. A model by the name of Brooks Nader. She's gorgeous. Just what you think. A Real Housewife of Atlanta. Her name is Phaedra Parks. I don't watch any of the Real Housewives. Reginald Vell Johnson from Family Matters and Die Hard. He's Carl from Family Matters. And Tori Spelling is going to do it too.
Carl is I know him from Die Hard, but
he was
a big star in Family Matters. Like, he's the dad. He was the main guy.
Right.
He had many years on TV, and actually, I'm surprised he's doing it.
Well, maybe he just wants to get out there.
Get his profile back up.
They do say, too, that you go on Dancing with the Stars, and it's an incredible, like, diet and workout plan.
Mm.
Like, that you are... Remember Kelly Osbourne went on it. And it changed. It just changed her completely.
I'm not a big fan of dancing, so it would be entirely career, you know, based if I had to do that.
Yeah.
But I can see there probably are people who go, dancing? I'm in.
I love dancing.
Let's do it.
And that show is pretty glitzy. Like, I mean, it's not for everybody. Remember, we used to have this program director who was like, you have to talk about that every day. It's the biggest thing. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't care about it. I don't like to be told what to care about, lady. That lady. Ooh. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars, season 33, starts, looks like not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday afterward. And I'm totally out of time, Benny. What you got coming up?
Friendly states you might want to visit. Oh. Zits are cool now. And more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Or after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Alice Voice Message on the Odyssey app. Alice at 97.3 now has voice message, a new feature on the Odyssey app that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice. We're super excited to hear what you have to say. You got about 60 seconds to leave a message. Just log into the Odyssey app. Select Alice at 97.3, click the mic, and start talking. It's as easy as that.
Our boss wants you to tell us who your favorite is, too. Just, you know, I needed to put that out there. He was asking. Right. It's very important. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
Fremont Bank is celebrating its 60th birthday this year. John! Oh, wait, it's not John. It's Fremont Bank.
It is a big year, though.
Fremont Bank is celebrating its 60th birthday this year. Its foundation is turning 30. Since 1994, the foundation has been supporting education, hospitals, food banks, arts, and culture, and so much more to help our Bay Area communities. Visit FremontBank.com for more information. That's Fremont Bank.
Damn it. You tricked me. You knew I was going to be ready that time.
Anyway, here's what's happening, everyone. It's going to be hot out there today. Already blue skies over the city. Looking beautiful out there. A little sliver of skyline we can see. So enjoy your day. Let some fresh air into the house before you leave. Then lock it up tight.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
it'll only be 85 when you get home.
Right. Speaking of, PG&E bills are going to head higher again.
Again? I'm already paying twice what I paid when I first moved into this house.
They're saying here that the PG&E bills are heading higher this month and yet another round of rising electric and gas costs. They're saying that this has to do with them, that what they need in order to... Look, we've had some fires. It's gotten so out of control that insurance companies aren't insuring people. I know someone personally... that's only insuring their house for the amount of the loan they still owe because they cannot afford to insure the house in a way that would allow them to rebuild it.
Right.
They just can't afford it. And I know the bill I got, outrageous. Like, how are you going to retire in a place where your yearly and just your housing insurance is $10,000? That is absurd. So they're saying they need to get more money in order to fix the lines and the problems right. that have happened. And so...
well, maybe they should give fewer bonuses to their execs.
You know what my personal response in my own dumb little head was at my desk when I saw this last night was, you should go get the money from the people who took bonuses wrongly years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a great executive. Great job. Here's $20 million. Meanwhile, they're not fixing and keeping up the infrastructure at all.
Yeah, what are they actually getting bonused on? Just shareholder profit?
I don't know. But anyway, this is one of those things where your bill is going to go up $6 to $7.
Yay.
So get ready for it. The average monthly bill in August was $274. And so that's going to go up, they're saying $7, which sounds little, but think about how that is throughout the state.
Right.
Well, maybe they're not down south, but either way, You're going to rake it in.
Yeah.
So get that stuff fixed, please. Mm. This is one of those stories that's been around for a minute, but I guess they're retelling it because this guy is now facing felony theft charges. So this is the latest on the lottery stealing. A man in Tennessee found out that he won a $1 million jackpot when detectives called him to say his ticket won $1 million and had been stolen. This is a weird way it went down, but
I remember this story because it's so upsetting. And it just, you know, this wasn't the first time. This guy's used to this.
The guy bought two scratch. So this guy goes into a Shell gas station and buys two scratch off tickets. Apparently to save time. And I don't understand this part. I get the whole, I bought lottery tickets. I get the risk, the dain, you know, but isn't scratching it off part of the ritual and fun of doing it?
For some people, it's so much less fun than that. They're like compulse. They buy these tickets. They just scratch off the thing that the machine can read to see if it's, to see if it's a winner.
He just scratched off the barcodes and then asked the clerk to check them and see if they came up as winners. The clerk told him one was a winner for $40, which was true. The other, he said, was a loser, which was not true. He handed it back to the guy who bought it. The clerk did. Here's your ticket. It lost. The customer threw it away. Right then. It's a loser.
He told him it was a loser.
And handed it back to him. And so the guy threw it away.
Oh my God.
After the customer left the store, the clerk took it out of the trash and the ticket that he'd thrown away was a $1 million winner.
You know, Vin, I wonder if that guy, if say this guy hadn't thrown it away, like there's a trash can right there, he throws it away. Maybe this is, that's the guy's plan. He's like, well, if he throws it in there, that's my $1 million ticket. I'm mm-hmm. going to grab it. If he doesn't throw it away, he's got $1 million in his pocket that he doesn't know he has.
Well,
and I'm going to sit and just giggle about that.
No, there's rotten people everywhere, right?
Yeah. Yes.
They say here that the clerk went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own, but during some routine questioning, the officials got suspicious. They reviewed the security cameras, which are there at the station where this ticket was sold, and they figured out what happened. The detective said, it's obvious. Good enough to put this guy in front of 12 jurors, and they're going to say the same thing.
Good.
This guy robbed $1 million from another person.
And I get it. There isn't a $1 million ticket every single day. But he, I mean, to have no reaction and to could be convincing enough. Like, imagine if you scan someone's ticket and they just won $1 million. Like, wouldn't you be like, oh my God, dude, you won $1 million.
Yeah, you
like,
would accept that again.
He schooled himself. Yep. He's done this. He's watched 1 million people throw away these tickets. And then he's just like, yeah, that one was $150. Let me get that out of there.
Well, he's working a little scam. Mm-mm-mm. They looked through all the security footage and figured out who the rightful owner of the ticket was and notified them. The clerk, again, is now facing felony theft charges and looking at time.
Good.
He stole $1 million.
He stole $1 million.
Or tried.
Bucks. Yeah. What were the routine questions that tripped him up? I guess when it's that much money and you work at the place where it happened, they'd be like, what's going on here?
Well, and you might be able to prep yourself based on what you think they're going to ask, but these people might sit mm-hmm. down and ask you something from left field and suddenly you're like, because he works there.
Yeah.
So they were already on to him from go. Anyway. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to. I'm not a good actor. You know me. You've known me a long time. I'm not a good.
You go, blah, blah, blah. Nope, not a winner. I'm going to throw this out for you.
Drama queen, yes. Mm-mm. Good actor, no.
Oh, the drama.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, it's my specialty.
Yep. You're a ham.
Right. Let's see here. You probably haven't made travel plans based on how friendly the locals are to outsiders in a certain state, but it can have an impact on how your trip goes.
Oh.
Newsweek is ranking all 50 states based on how friendly they are to tourists. A According to a survey of travelers on social media, New York was named the rudest state in America, followed by Arkansas.
Arkansas? You think they'd be like, look, fresh blood.
Delaware, Massholes.
Oh, yeah.
New Jersey, Washington, New Hampshire, Nevada, Florida, Rhode Island.
These are the worst places.
Yep.
Okay. So where are the best places? There's got to be a bunch of Midwestern states. Everyone really is friendly there. I never felt, I mean, people were just so seemingly genuinely polite in Minnesota.
Minnesota wins. Minnesota, the friendliest state in America is Minnesota. And that is considered the Midwest.
Yeah. Sean there was started to get chatty with strangers. He was so into the...
This is your youngest,
my youngest,
who's not normally...
Not a super chatty, outgoing kid. And he was like, I love it here.
Wow.
I know. The friendliness was real. I should remind him of that. He's talking with his partner about moving someplace less expensive.
They are.
They both live in pretty expensive places. So, and they have to travel to see each other. So they're talking about.
That's a big step.
Yeah.
That kid, from not really dating people to fully hooked up to moving in together.
Yeah. They're talking about like, what do the next few years look like?
Well, that's great.
I know. It is kind of cool.
Well, I mean, you would, I think as a parent, you hope to find that your
somebody who makes your
find
kid
someone who cares about them and has their back and, you know, has their best interest in heart.
The way that they look at each other and the way that they are careful with each other and treat each other nicely. It's really, as a mother, it's like, that's, you can't ask for more than that.
Right.
And I really love that kid. He's very, very sweet.
Well, and he's gone all in. I mean, he wears Pokemon gear.
I know.
You know, he is brown nosing you hard.
Well, it worked, Russell.
Right.
I love you.
The rest of the top 10 of the friendliest states in America: Minnesota, number one, Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming.
Mm.
Wyoming comes up again today.
Yeah.
What was it? Retirement state was yesterday.
That's right. Wyoming is, I think, isn't that the least populated state?
I
or
think
some
it is.
Or, like,
or well, certainly
there. They're
for
so happy
space,
to see people.
They've got tons of space
per
of
mile.
State
right.
And a lot, and very few people. That's the place I got a ticket crossing the country, Wyoming. Anyway, this list is from Newsweek. You can go look it up if you're interested, but looks like California landed somewhere in the middle.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
Has an average of 5 people for every square mile. And they got a lot of square. That's a big state.
I like that. But I love California and hope to never leave. But I do think if I were going to go somewhere else, I would want a less crowded place.
Let me see how many people per square mile in California. You want to take a guess? 5 people per square mile. Average square mile. All the empty space. 5 people
in Wyoming.
What do you think in California?
100.
250.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some empty space here, too.
Yeah.
Like
the whole top of the state.
Yes. And the middle. Lots of the middle. People aren't standing around in fields all day, are they?
Those are farms. Sure, I got you. But, yeah. I mean, up there?
Yep.
Empty.
Oh, boy. But we have 40 million people in the state.
If you're over 20.
Yeah.
And had zits in high school, you just dealt with it. And I certainly, at my age, I remember having pimples and just not knowing what in the hell to do. I was so aware of girls from a young age. Mm-hmm. And then as I hit that age where I'm really starting to be extra interested.
And I can think of some things to do with them, not just interested, just like really looking to take some action here.
Yep. And then zits start showing up. I was so bummed.
Oxy.
I didn't know what to do. I ended up getting something called Retin-A, which gave me third degree burns because of the, maybe not third, but I melted my face.
Because you smeared on so much of it?
Well, no, because they tell you when you get Retin-A, you cannot go in the sun.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Have you used it?
No, but that's... for sure, like one of the things is you got to now you got to wear like a wide brim hat. Yeah, and literally can't get sun on it.
I'm actually going, well, a little sun and this Retin-A, that'll take care of this. And then I burned myself and couldn't go to the beach for a long time.
Oh,
but
boy.
The point is you just want it off.
Mm-hmm.
Just get off my face so I could talk to a girl without being like,
oh my God, this is it.
Pimple patches are now a huge fashion trend among young people.
You mentioned this a few weeks ago, and I started seeing it popping up on, I think it was Anne Hathaway. She got some zit, and she's all stars. They're just like us. She has two stars on her face because she's got two zits.
They're not a totally new product, but they've been around for a while, but now kids are going for it.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'll cover the thing.
It's certainly a little plastic star stuck to your face looks better than the angry boil underneath.
They're medicated, so they keep bacteria out and help them heal. One of the things that I'd almost forgotten it, and now my daughter's hitting that age where I catch her in front of a mirror staring at her face. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like looking at, I keep telling her, don't pick your face. You're going to get scars just like your dad, and you don't want them. Mm. I don't see. I'm like, oh, really? Come here. Let me show you.
It's my whole face. Yeah. It's one big scar.
Well, and I do have them, so I was able to show her, and I just said, look, leave yourself alone.
Now that your eye isn't puffy anymore, you've got a cut on your face from hitting your face on the chair this morning.
Did you? It puffed up.
It puffed up huge, and I didn't want to say anything or make
no,
you. But now that it's not puffy anymore, it's a big cut.
The swelling went down?
Swelling is down further to the point where now I can see that there's a cut.
Yeah.
That was like 30 seconds before we went on the air. Vinny reaches down to plug something in and just.
The chair spun around and the hard
and
plastic corner caught my eye.
It's a pointy corner. And he, that did not just happen.
Yep. Tagged me in the eye and then, yeah, well, I didn't know that it had done that, but I
felt it. Have you been to the bathroom? You need to go. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get a black eye, but you've definitely got a cut.
Oh, it was already showing some color.
Oh boy.
When I went and looked, and I didn't even go to look. I went to the bathroom, then looked in the mirror and went, oh, I gave myself a black eye. Great. Mm. Super. You know, those days.
Smooth move.
It's 5:40 and you just gave yourself a black eye.
can it get worse? Don't push it. It can.
Oh, and here comes Scott Capurro.
Yeah.
Yay. Anyway, pimple patches. They seem to be the thing that kids are comfortable with. So good. Better than trying to pop something that's not ready yet.
Right.
I know that was gross, but sorry. But you know what I'm talking about.
I've definitely been
415 says, zit stickers are everywhere. Stars, Hello Kitty, all shapes. Good.
That's fun.
My eighth grade daughter wore two pimple patches to school this morning. I appreciate that kids are doing
that
other kids are accepting it.
Because,
you know, when we were young, you know what happened? Someone would go, what's that on your face?
You're a loser! Yeah, it's great. They've all sort of agreed that, we're going to do this. This will just be one less thing that you can take a picture of and post on your Sarah's Got Pimples website.
248 says, Sarah and Vinny, y'all are welcome here anytime. Love y'all. Nikki, Austin, Odyssey.
Friendly in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Was that number two, Texas?
It was on the list. I can't remember.
I think Tennessee was number two. Minnesota, then Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee was two. I don't remember the list, though.
Up high, though.
Minnesota Nice also exists. People are very passive aggressive. My husband and I, interracial marriage, experienced a ton of racism there.
Oh.
Well, that's alive and well for sure.
Yeah, racism does seem to be still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I lived in St. Louis for a while, and it is one of the friendliest places that I've ever lived. Like, really outwardly friendly, but also very outwardly racist. I was stunned by what people assumed you would also think because you were also white.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that stuff is alive and well. That's sad to say. Didn't think about it, but you're right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro joins the show.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.